Thanks for tuning in to Be Unique Radio's Manifest Monday with Mary Brotherton. On Mondays at 11 a.m. Eastern, Mary and her guests share manifest success stories and tips for how you can learn to create the life you've always wanted. Jillian Harris is with us the second Monday of each month. The conscious cougar herself and our generous sponsor will join the show. You don't want to miss Jillian's dynamic personality and manifesting knowledge. Now grab a pen and paper for Mary's phone number, then just call her with your questions about manifesting and the law of attraction. Here's that number, area code 516-418-5651. Don't be shy.
When I was a child, I heard my father say he was busier than a one-armed paper hanger. And it took me a long time to understand what that meant. I'd never seen anyone hang wallpaper, and until I realized how hard it would be to manage that task, I couldn't really appreciate my father's statement. Well, I'd like to add that if I'm the wallpaper hanger, one of my stilts is broken. In his day, wallpaper hangers worked from ladders. Today, they often walk around on special stilts, but if one was broken, and I only had one arm and was working with wallpaper and glue and squeegees trying to meet deadlines, you might understand how busy I am. I love it. Today is Monday, and while I was trying to log into my Monday morning meeting with my co-founders, we had a lot of complications and we never quite got to that, but I realized I had to do this show. I have to go to see my doctor. I have to pick up some groceries. I have to make a phone call to sell an ad, which kind of came as a last minute. And then later on this evening, I have to have another phone call, or maybe it's going to be a Zoom. And we're going to be discussing another podcast. Be Unique is getting more podcasts. But I digest. That's not what I'm trying to say. I deviate from the topic. I do that a lot. I digress. But I love that this is the life I asked for. It's precisely what I asked for when I was much younger, more energetic, and didn't need to take so many naps. When I started manifesting such a busy life for myself, I never expected it to take so long to arrive. And I can talk about that in just a moment. When I was in an unhappy marriage, I needed to keep busy. Now that I'm older and in a much happier place with a husband who loves me unconditionally, I don't need to keep busy. But I love that I am. Many years ago, my ex told me that my writing was a nice hobby, but that I should keep my day job. Now, writing and editing is my day job. So is co-managing BeUnique.org, the nonprofit that hosts this and 11 other podcasts on Be Unique Radio. We can have a nonprofit organization and we can still be paid. We can be paid well. We can pay our writers. We can pay the filmmakers. We can pay all of the people that work on the projects. We can still have volunteers, but we don't need to continue being volunteers year after year after year, especially the founders. The founders are the bedrock of this organization. And we are the ones who keep it going. And if we feel that we've been taken for granted or taken advantage of, we're going to get tired. Instead of holding a gala or fancy auction, we're bringing people the goods and services they can really use. Be Unique is presenting MetaFest. It's a fusion of festivities with many options for attendees. It is... Well, I just lost my train of thought again. It's not unusual. I have so much going on that it's really easy to just go cuckoo. But we're going to have spiritual healers, psychics, intuitive readers, animal communicators, Reiki practitioners, aromatherapists, crystal sellers. We're going to have people who sell tarot cards and oracle cards. And I will probably take a few moments out of my day to sit down and demonstrate how to use our guidance discs, which are similar but yet different, And that was something that we've manifested. Jennifer came up with the idea, and she worked with a young college intern who was an artist and created these little discs that you can carry in your pocket or your purse. And they're in a little bag. They're one of our biggest sellers, and people love them. We're going to be having card readers. And one of the reasons that I talked about the show having, the title of the show, the Sock Monkey Oracle Cards, I'm getting off on another tangent again, but Be Unique does product reviews. And those product reviews sometimes take the form of some really strange things. And one of the things that we got was a set of Oracle cards based on the Sock Monkey. They're beautiful. The review will be out in the issue 25, which is releasing in September. So we're going to be selling our guidance discs. I might actually take the Oracle cards and cleanse them and auction them off. In fact, I think I will. I've got another thing that I just realized I'm going to put in a gift basket, not an auction. So we're going to be selling tickets for gift baskets, and it's going to be pretty amazing. I have a vision board that I will be putting out as a gift. But we're going to be having card readers there. And we're going to have organic products, aromatherapy, plants. We're having edible plants. We've invited so many people to come. And if I give you all of the things that are going to be there, it's just going to blow your mind. It's taking place in Merritt Square Mall in Merritt Island in Florida. Central Florida, only 15 minutes from Cocoa Beach. So you can come to MetaFest in the morning, go to Cocoa Beach in the afternoon, go to the beach in the morning, come to MetaFest in the afternoon. We're going to be there from 10 in the morning until 5 in the evening. We have been more than 5 years manifesting this MetaFest event. We knew when we were developing our business plan that this was the kind of event we wanted to create. But like many things we've manifested, this one has taken time. Because often we manifest things when we are ready. Just like the day that I helped Anna East manifest a pair of winter boots when she was moving to Japan. But it was the middle of summer when she was leaving in Florida. But we just manifested it. Boom. We got in the car and drove, and we found the boots she needed. Other times we manifest things when others are ready for them. And we believe that now is the time for MetaFest. We are doing this for you. Now, this is another little announcement that I'm really excited about. In conjunction with MetaFest, I've accepted the challenge to complete my very first nonfiction book, called Drive with Angels. This book has been ready for years, more or less. There are a few things that need to be done, but I kept bouncing from project to project, and all I had was a bunch of stories. I never fulfilled a single one of my projects. So I'm in the process of finalizing the layout, and I want to give you a little idea of why I wrote this book. Like I said, over the years, I've written many poems, short stories, blog posts, articles for newspapers and magazines. I wrote monologues, scripts, and even some novels. My personal writing has been revised, rewritten, reviewed, and edited. Yet it remained unpublished until now. I've been a professional writer and editor for more than 30 years. I've earned a decent living helping other writers and publishers win awards. And yet some of my best work could be wiped out with a few keystrokes or a major software outage. I do have it backed up in several places, but it still could get lost. Drive with Angels is a collection of personal essays and journal entries and tells my truth as I know it and believe it. My mother told me that she knew I talked with angels when I was as young as 4. Throughout my life, I have seen, heard, and known things that prove to me that there is life after death and that we can communicate with entities on the other side of the veil. Angels are real, and they truly want to interact with us. We simply need to accept them, allow them to be present in our lives, and quiet our minds enough to hear them. Sometimes this hearing takes the form of a dream, a vision, or simply just knowing that our thoughts come from the spirit world rather than our imaginations. I have stories that talk about each of these aspects. After much thought, meditation, praying, prodding from friends, and a few supernatural messages, I decided my first book had to be Drive with Angels. And I'll give you just two of my compelling reasons. My son Richard was 16 when he was legally old enough to drive. Like most mothers, I was always concerned for his safety and often cautioned, "Be careful," as he got behind the wheel of the little red truck that he drove to work and school. Like most teenagers, he rolled his eyes and mumbled some sort of acknowledgement as he drove away. I don't know how long he'd been driving when this routine changed. After my usual, "Be careful," Richard got out of the truck and walked back to me. He was already taller than I was, so he looked down and said, "Mom, don't you trust me as a driver?" Well, of course I did, and I told him I did. So he asked me, "Why do you always tell me to be careful? Do you honestly think I plan on going out there to be careless?" Well, I wasn't very sure how to respond because, well, number one, that came like a gut punch. I'd never considered that it might seem to him that I thought he would be deliberately reckless. Calling on my faith, I said a fast and silent prayer for the right words, and this is what I said: "Go with God and drive with angels." He smiled, and that became my motherly farewell every time he drove away. When his younger brother earned his driver's license 3 years later, although he'd heard me say it whenever he was Richard's passenger, I soon directed this command toward Matt, too. 2 years after that, when Richard joined the Navy, I modified the statement to "go with God and sail with angels." Every card, letter, care package, and email ended with my prayer for his safety, but it came as a comforting thought, not a warning for him to be careful. The cover photo for my book is of a statue that Richard gave me. The angel is coming from the ocean and it's steadying the sailor at sea. Richard said, "I know your prayers kept me safe, and when I saw this, I knew it was for you." My other reason for calling this book Drive with Angels has to do with Curtis, my husband. Rather than repeating myself, I'll just ask you to read the story, Bud and BJ. It tells you why Curtis and Drive with Angels have a correlation. And in the book, you'll find other things, other statements of why and the paranormal situations that made me know that this has to be my first book. I will have copies for sale in October, barring any unforeseen catastrophes. And with that, I'd like to say thanks for listening. We'll be back, and next week we'll have another topic. Who knows what it will be? On the fourth Monday, I'll have a guest. I hope. I may not. But my plan is to have a guest. And every Monday morning at 11 o'clock, you can find me here talking about how to manifest your life and turn your dreams into reality. Whether you realize it today or tomorrow or 30 years from now, your dreams are coming true. Thanks for listening and stay positive. Bye now.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode of Be Unique Radio's Manifest Monday show with Mary Brotherton. Come back every Monday morning at 11 a.m. Eastern for more guidance on creating your ideal life. If you have questions about manifesting your happiness, email manifestmondayshow@gmail.com and Mary will respond on a future episode. Remember, friends, the fastest way to manifest your dreams is to speak them into existence in positive present terms and to always remain grateful. See you next time.